KANW New Mexico Close-Up. I'm Tom Trowbridge. On Monday, a total eclipse will cross the entire country, coast to coast, an event that hasn't happened since 1918. Weather permitting, the entire continent will have the opportunity to view the eclipse as the moon passes in front of the sun, casting a shadow on the Earth's surface. Up to our north, in the city of Corvallis, Oregon, in the middle of the eclipse path, New Mexico native Mary Zimmerman tells me the crowds are coming.
There are expected to be like 500,000 additional people in, say, a 70-mile area between here and just slightly north of us to our state capital city, Salem. And so it's crazy, and all the hotels are booked, all the campgrounds are booked, and so there's really just people driving in that that can get here from, say, Portland, which is about 100 miles, 150 miles north of us.
Zimmerman on the path of Monday's eclipse.
This will all start here about 9 a.m., and then end here before it moves on to about 10:15, and then over the course of the day, it will move south and end in Charleston, South Carolina.
Zimmerman says the solar eclipse will be a phenomenal event and sight.
So all the solar eclipse glasses are sold out. We've been looking for them. I got mine, a pair, and I'll just go sit out on the porch. My next-door neighbor has relatives coming in from Ann Arbor, Michigan to see it, and they're going to camp out in her backyard. So,
in advance of the eclipse, scientists are submitting research proposals, and NASA is sharing information on safe eclipse viewing with community centers. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.